How's it going?
All right.
Pretty good.
Been you for a while.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
You were one of Neil's muses at the why and how he invented
this. So he said.
Yeah, we first still got together with it, yeah.
What do you think you might have done a long time ago differently if you'd had this, say with Led Zeppelin?
Oh, I'd have employed it as I intend to employ it in the future with this band. So I'm going to be going on from here to do an album with Robert, and I would have actually employed the tunings there and then in the song. Just maybe have two or three tunings, like for instance everything on about 10 years Gone, for instance, which has got, you know, a few tunings in there. Three in all, actually. There's three sections in that, three different tunings.
In 10 years Gone?
Yeah, so I would have programmed the whole thing in. When we start getting in on the writing of the new album, which we've got quite a lot of stuff written already, once we get back with into a working, you know, situation with the trance performers, I should be thinking there and then of doing basically what I said I would have done in 10 years Gone. You know, employing the tunings right into the guitar, so you can play around with different tunings for the same song, different sections.
In Kashmir, you changed tunings a couple of times, is that correct?
Well, no, I just dropped it down into the Gadjag one. On the actual unleaded one, I put it into standard near the end.
So you started in Gadjag?
Yeah, and I put it into a standard. But actually, I leave it just in the same tuning now.
What are your favorite tunings? Gadjag is obviously one.
I think his favorite one's EADADE. Is that it?
Not much. My favorite one's standard, isn't it?
No.
I mean that one, Friends. I made that one up, so that's and that was Bron Ra. That was instrumental. Bron Ra is the same tune. He can give you all the notes. The one for Rain Song. It's another one I made up.
You made that one up?
Oh yeah.
Is that right?
Oh yeah. So
that was gonna live forever.
Yeah. So that's nice, because I mean the Gadjag wasn't my tuning originally. It was something passed down through the folk clubs. But I mean there's two, for example, yeah. They're quite radical anyway. They were radical at the time anyway, because everyone was just really playing in open G and open D, or E, you know, whatever right. The configurations were of it. And this in the folk clubs, and that's what it was. You know, but Yanks and David Graham and people like
that. I saw Renbourn Saturday night.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he?
Do you view it more as a composing tool or a performing tool?
Right, at the moment I'm having great fun using it as a performing tool. Because it really is so reliable within itself. It's accurate, it's fast, you know. And it just makes people's eyes pop out of their heads, right.
Have you used it much in the studio?
Well, I did on the Coverdale Page album. We did it on Absolution Blues, and then I did some other little bits.
Whisper of Prayer for the
Dying.
Whisper
of Prayer for the Dying, yeah. But the whole of the intro of Absolution Blues is relative to the trance performance.
It seems to me that it would save a lot of time and make being in the studio much more pleasant to not have to go through the tuning.
More so than that, because you've got all your tunings in there, you can just, you know, if somebody wants to change, you know, say the singer wants to sing a number which is in a tuning, you don't have to start messing around, you know. But other guitarists who don't have a whole, you know, army of guitars like I've got, or had, to use in the past. You know, managed to cut down quite a bit on what we used to have as singers.
So you use fewer guitars as a result of...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I could use even less, really. But
like
some guitars are like, you know, sort of my old favourites.
Our favourite here was the Pepto one. The pink one?
Oh, yeah. Pepto is my one.
Of the three you've got, which is your favourite?
I think the gold one is, I've sort of played that the most, really. I'll tell you why, the pickups aren't quite as powerful on the Pepto one. I don't know why
you like it better?
Well, no, I like the gold top because there's pickups that have got a bit more power to them, which of course is what you know you need out there really. Yeah.
Steve Moore has joined up with us.
Has he?
As an advisor to the company.
Oh, wonderful, good.
Yeah. George Gruen and Seymour are both helping us.
Oh, excellent.
And Graham Nash is on our advisory board.
Good.
We'd like to ask if you'd like to lend us your name on some level like that, along with those guys.
Well, I'm sure we can do that.
This is pretty radical.
It is radical. Yeah.
It's hard to get taken seriously on that level, but having you and Seymour and Gruen and Graham Slaughter.
Sure, gives it a lot more weight.
It gives it weight. And what we're doing now is, you know, I talked to different people that want them, like Sonny Landreth wants them and Jimmy Dale Gilmore. Different people are asking us for them now. I'm telling them, go right to Gibson, go to Fender, you know, ask them for it.
Yeah.
If you go back in time to your playing, you played on the Who's first single, you played Behind the Kinks. Neil said we should ask you who really played the lead.
Well, I was on those records. I played with them.
Would this have been useful back then?
Oh, absolutely. Possible.
Would you say it was something every sideman should have?
Yes, if they've got the imagination for it.
Is it comforting just having the ability to get in tune, to know you're in tune?
Absolutely. Because sometimes you get it gets hot up there. Sometimes you get sort of road weary, you can't really hear to tune properly. And that's it. That is a major asset.
There's a lot of things in guitars that have come and gone. If you were to prognosticate about the future, do you think that this is a long-lived product? Or a short-lived product?
No, I think it's a long-lived product because people are still using tunings all the time. Apart from what's been done in the past.
What about the synthesizers that are out there now?
Synthesizers don't track properly. Pitch to voltage is a nonsense. When you get down, it's all out of the top. When you get down low, it's always late. I don't know. I gave up synthesizers on. It got worse, if anything, the pitch to voltage tracking from the very first 808 that they had, Roland, for instance. Then they had the thing that looked like a handbag for somebody out of that bar in Star Wars. You know, the thing with the bar on it.
What do you think makes this product different?
Well, it works, doesn't it? And it has to be seen and heard to be believed. That's all that I would recommend anybody to do at this point of time. If they're in any doubt at all, then they've got to just witness what it is. Now, I'm saying that. I'm also saying that I'm using it in a live situation. I'm using it, you know, have used it in a studio situation, and it's a really serious working tool, and I recommend it to anybody who's interested in playing in tunings at all, you know, and even wants to go further, because, I mean, there's a library bank there, you know, things to experiment with, and it's fantastic. Well, I can't give it any more.
No, my heart sings like a fly in the heart.
But that's what I believe, so I'm not saying anything more than that.
That's how we feel, and it's,
yeah, you know, it's
our job is to try to see it. We're making a video now.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's probably all that's needed now.
So we've got some things coming too. Can we capo on it and tune it?
Oh.
Capo,
I'm going
to touch up modes, give her a strong wherever your capo is.
Oh, I see.
And a built-in tuner so that your cord basically is inside your window.
Uh-huh.
Also, if you broke a string on stage, instead of having to recalibrate, it would do it instantly.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's good. At this point, I can't remember because I've never done it. Can you take something out of the library and put it into another bank?
You can go into the cord library, grab any tuning.
Well, that would be fantastic.
And then move it over.
That would be fantastic if you can get that. I think that's the sort of thing that would be really, for people who don't really want to spend loads and loads of time to make it, you know, shortcuts like that. I found that the whole thing of this was very comprehensive, even for me. And honestly, I mean, I can't even tune in.
It was easy to pick.
Yeah, user friendly. In other words, because I can't even get a. And some serious VHS timing ones. I've got so complicated now that I can't even do that, but I can get this together.
You've helped us tremendously.
We appreciate that.
Oh, you're a nice guy.
Oh, good. Good.
Thank you very much for your time. We'll get you all new software.
There's me. All right, okay.
Assuming it's in production.
Good thing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, congratulations again with the whole thing. It's brilliant. I was surprised when I saw Joe. I said, "Are you using it yet?" And he said, and he was sort of, because he knew I was going to get straight on with it. He said, "Well, not really." And I said, "Well, why not? Is he using it, Perry, or not?"
Yeah, we saw
him. Oh, he is using it. Well, you want to use it.
Last show that I saw right here, he used it in four songs.
That's good.
But some people use it a little more than others, though.
Well, I'm using it at the moment.
Yeah, but you get into it for the composing and the...
Oh, I will do.
You're in the middle of songs, you're doing things.
Oh, I will do, yeah. Yeah.
We've got a fellow here who uses it beautifully, who's been using it for years, who we're going to do an instructional video, just for ideas, I think.
Good, yeah. Is that the kid that's...
The guy,
he's good.
He's a GZ player, ain't song better than I can.
But he's writing stuff in three different tunings, that flow together, and you never even know what he's doing, but no other human being can do it, unless you have one.
Yeah. No, I'll be able to use it more because at the moment I'm in a framework of old songs and things, and there's only so much I can do, but on the next album, we'll definitely do it.
What was your worst tuning nightmare out there in 30 years, or you wish you had had something like that?
Oh, when you play two strings on a Stratocaster, that's going to be the worst. There's no doubt about that.
Do you think
that
this will become your primary guitar?
Could do. I've still got a great, affection for my Les Paul and Sazzy audio. Do you know the original? When they see that, or they see the double neck. But I think, I'll obviously be using it a lot more in the future.
Did you see the Rolling Stone article this week?
No, give it to me, It's about Crosby and everything, isn't it?
Interviews Nash, Ed Roland from Collective Soul.
Maybe this is the one I've seen.
Yeah, I got my name in the Rolling Stone, but I didn't get my picture on the cover. But I did buy five copies for him.
I bet you did. What's the time now? Is it the other bank? Yeah, this is around 7:30.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, read it.